There is no night in the year that's as powerful as the night of Pesach. Why is the night of Pesach so different? The Sas Emes understands that expression, is not just the introduction to the question of the child who asks simply that there are four differences between the night of Pesach and any other night of the year, but it reflects the unique koach of this holy night, the most powerful night, the night in which a Masorah is passed down from father to child. Manishtana halayla azem michol halaylos is asking that the properties of night, writes the Sas Emes, and he said this to his Hasidim in Tuf Resh Mem, that this night is fundamentally different, even in the fact that it's not like a regular night. Al pi Chasidus, we say Mizmor Shir LiYom HaShabbos, LaHagid BaBoiker Chazdecho VeEmunoscho BaLeilos, that in the morning, in the light, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chasadim. But there's another time in man's existence which is darkened, which is scary. And that is, it's not a time of chesed, but God is covered. There's choshech. There's darkness that's covering over. Man's view is blocked, like the Egyptians' view was blocked in Makas Choshech. And then we have to have emunah, we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind. That there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's orchestrating. Says the Sfas Emes, Manishtano halayla azem mikol halaylois, ki al oisa halaylo nemar laylo kayoim yo'ir. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that on the night of Pesach, everything was lit up. And it's mukrach that way from the Pesukim, because the mitzvah of Yigadeta Lavincha is described in the Torah, V'yigadeta Lavincha bayoimahu, on that day. And Chazal Darshan B'shah She'esh Matzah U'marim Menachem Lefanecha, at the time that we already know where there's a mitzvah at night to have matzah. Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. Yet somehow it's referred to as day. And the answer of Bosa Alpi Chasidus is that night, the 15th of Nisan, is not a time of Laila. V'layla kayom yo'ir, the night is entirely lit up. It is a night in which the night turns into day. V'lachein oimrim b'layla zeh halal, afal pi she'en karin halal rak b'yoyim k'deisa b'megillah. And that's why we even read and sing halal, even though halal is normally only said during the day. Dichsim mi mizrach Hashem er zeh hayoyim asa Hashem. Rak de layla zeh nikri yom, continues the Sfas Emes. This night is called day. Rav Osai, what a powerful yesod in terms of internalizing what our experience on the night of Pesach is all about. And that is a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a moment's turn, can change the reality of darkness into light. My Rebbe Reb Braunschweiger Shlita pointed out that in Meseches Pesachim, when we learn B'iyun, in Lamdus and in Halacha, Arlar Ba'asar, he pulled out a line in Rashi, like only he could, may have a refuah shleima, and he pointed out that Rashi, in Pesachim, has a very interesting formulation of how he looks at Choshech and Or. Rashi in Pesachim says on the Gemara Ufakde Amitzvasa the Yamama that God commanded day to exist. Sivo l'shamish bayom, he commanded that the sun should produce light in the day. Ulachoshech sivo l'shamish balayla, and he commanded darkness to exist at night. Reb Braunschweigel had a chakira. It's a chassidish chakira. And that is, but the truth is the Netziv already discusses it. It could get involved also with the Ramban, Al-Torah, Makas Choshech. What is darkness? Is darkness the absence of light? Or is darkness the existence of something that covers over light? And he pointed out from Rashi, L'choshech tziva l'shamesh b'layla, it would seem that darkness is an entity by itself. Darkness is something that covers some type of light. And during most of man's existence, there is a time in which there are things are going to be dark. Our sense of closeness to God, even our relationships with people, the sense of clarity is something that God makes is clouded. There is a distance, there is a confusion, there is a choshech. That choshech is something that covers up the Or HaGanus. It covers up the source of light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created from time immemorial. But there's one time. Yetzias Mitzrayim is when that darkness is removed. V'layla kayom yair. And the night shines like the day. The miracles shine through. The sense of godliness comes through in that night. It's no longer the Hagid Baboiker Chazdecha Vemunascha Balelos. We proclaim God's Chasadim even during the nighttime. Because there is one night a year which is going to reflect in the future, La'asid Lavo, where the Or HaGanus V'nenim Miziv HaShchina, where Tzadikim will be Nene from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Chazal described, Lo Asad Lavoi B'Yimois HaMashiach, that happens if we feel it, if we spend time to think about it, we will feel it on the night of Pesach. Rabosai, this is not only a message to how to prepare for the Kedusha of Or L'Tesvav, the Kedusha of Pesach that is coming to us, but it's also something to realize in our own lives. The night of Pesach and all nights of the year. When the person is feeling choshech, when he's feeling darkness, realize that behind that darkness is an or. Sometimes we have to wait for the next morning, for the rise of the sun, to be able to chase away the darkness. And then there are times when we don't have to cry in the night. We don't have to have simply an emunah that the morning is going to come. But if we work hard, if we tap into the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of one which is so deep, so historic, so close, the relationship of Shir HaShirim, which we describe and read and sing on Pesach, this phenomenon, Mimizrach Shemesh, the phenomenon of Zeh Ayom Asa Hashem, that could even take place during the night and the darkness. But a person has to peel away that choshech. Not to simply rely on the emunah that the morning is going to come, that the sun is going to rise again, but to peel away that darkness to see that Or HaGanus. And the night of Pesach reminds us in its full glory that such a thing exists. But that's something that a person needs to tap into. He needs, in his Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of every night, he needs to tap into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that he expressed on the night of Pesach. The clarity of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The clarity not only of belief, but a sense of looking at the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And that's the key. At night, a person could go beyond. The night of Pesach goes beyond simply emunah. But rather, what do? We recount the chasodim, dayenu. All of the beautiful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. The moment a person taps into that koach, then it could be v'layla kayoim yo'ir. Manishtana alayla azeh, this night is different because a person taps into that koach. then the darkness could be peeled away.